there.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello there. Welcome to another episode of Getting Social with Miriam. It is always great to have you here. And unfortunately, I'm about to break some unsettling news to you. Everything you save on platforms like Dropbox or Evernote is not as safe as you may think. Your data is not nearly as secure as you may believe. And my guest today, her name is Janine Darling. She's the CEO of Stash America, and she's here with me to discuss this concern even further. So I just would like to welcome Janine. Hi, Janine.
Hi, Miriam.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing really well. How about you?
I'm doing great. So could you tell us more about Stash America and how you got into the business that created Stash America?
Sure. You know, like most things that are new, I actually began Stash because a couple of years ago, I was sitting at home and I was trying to locate something. And I'm a pretty organized person, and I'm a really private person by nature. Mm-hmm. And I was looking for this important data, and I was thinking, oh my goodness, you know, I wish there was a better way to store all of these important things, these private and confidential things, these things that are valuable to me on a personal and a social and a business level. So long story short is, I began looking online, and of course, you know, many of the data storage companies that are online were there, and I was looking around, and I noticed, since my experience is in operations and I have a lot of experience managing IT and figuring out the protocols for secure and private data in the business sector, that all of the sites that I was reading their security protocols, that I knew that they weren't secure, and I would never store anything there or even transmit anything between those kinds of sites and my computer, because it just isn't safe. So I started to ask friends and family, you know, would you use something like this if it was available? And the response I got was, you know, I hadn't thought about that, but boy, I could really use that. And then I did focus groups, and the focus groups really told me the same thing. So I thought to myself, well, it's just not me. I'm gonna take a leap, and I'm gonna build this, because I have a real passion around privacy and around protection and around people being able to trust. So that's how I got started.
Wow. I think that's amazing, because this is something that a lot of people I know don't really think about. And I really, really hate to ask you this question, but do I really need to worry about my privacy? I mean, really, really, do I need to be so concerned about it? And if so, why?
Well, here's a really good example. I just tweeted today about an article that came out about that Facebook saves even the posts that you write and then you delete. So let's say you're on Facebook and you read something that you get upset about, and you start to write an inflammatory or emotional response, and then you take a deep breath and you think, oh, you know, no, this isn't what I want to say. And you go back in and you're your lovely professional self. Facebook saves that other response.
Yes,
they do. And, you know, how can that hurt? Well, the reason why companies, and Facebook isn't the only company that is trolling and saving our information. All of the data on all of us as people, as consumers, is extremely valuable to companies who are trying to understand who we are, what they can sell to us, how they can make money. So Facebook says, oh, you know, we're not really saving your data. We're not going to sell your data. That's right this minute. They're not telling us an untruth right this minute, but it will happen, because that's where the value really lies. So yes, if you're a person who's very spontaneous, and anything that you put out online you are willing to defend as who you are and what you believe, that's fine. You don't need to worry about your privacy, because you're comfortable with that. But I think the vast majority of us often will go in a direction that you think about and you're like, oh, I don't know if I really should be saying that. It isn't really who I am. But by that time, it's already out there.
You know, and that's exactly the kind of thing that I talk about as well. I've written about in my blog post because you're absolutely right. You know, the thing is, if you're going to be a professional, you need to be professional at all times because you're so right about what you put out there is out there forever. Even once the post is deleted, you think it's gone, but it really isn't. It's out there. So you are so right. You are so right on that. I mean, that's all part of how to conduct yourself on social media. And, I mean, I think we've all made mistakes like that before, including myself. And I've learned, but that is a valuable lesson for everybody. Don't do something online that you would not want to do while you're at a job interview or you're at work if you need your job. You act professional at all times. Even if you're having a rough day, don't put it on social media. It's out there forever, even if you think it's not. It's out there.
I think what people hear sometimes when you know, people like you, Miriam, and me give this kind of advice, that they think that they have to not be themselves. And that isn't the truth. What it means is whatever you stand for and whoever you are and whatever you're comfortable with should be conveyed with a level of decorum that is appropriate to a public forum. Now, I think that we all can relate to, you know, being at home and you know, maybe putting our feet up on the furniture, right? But I don't think any of us would probably do that out in public. It's the same kind of thing. You can't...
Right.
You can't relax to a degree that you're so spontaneous that it is an enigma to how you really are, because those things will be remembered, and we don't want that to happen.
Yes. No, absolutely not. We don't. So that's very important. I'm glad you put that out there, because that's the kind of thing that I've been saying all along, too, that just because something you delete something doesn't mean it's gone. It's still very much out there. So I just want to know as well, and this is something that a lot of people would also want to know, is aren't strong passwords enough to protect any kind of online information?
That's a good question, a very, very good question, because we hear so much about passwords and how important they are. The short answer and the current answer for now is yes. They're very,
okay.
very, very important, okay? And the quite honestly, what is happening is the advice that people hear most often now is to make passwords as complicated as possible and to use algorithms that your brain will remember, or to store the passwords at, you know, a password storing site like 1Password, which is really quite effective. The thing is, mm-hmm. is that the hackers who are out there who may want to do you harm are constantly changing the way they approach securing
mm-hmm.
passwords. And so they have learned what we do. And now some of the new advice is a really, really simple password where nothing really makes sense, but that it's a bit shorter and it's combined of as many kinds of characters as possible. So you'll have alphas,
okay.
you'll have numerical, you'll have some of the little signs. It's rather a pain in the neck, and I know
it
that.
Is.
And it's a pain, you know, it's a pain in the neck for me too. Believe me. I mean, as mm-hmm. secure a person as I am, and so interested in this privacy in a very big way, I am constantly changing my passwords and have developed, you know, my own little system of, you know, making the change at certain times, you know, having to record the information in a certain way and then backing it up, P.S., in case I can't get to it. And I understand that, but I guess that it depends on your level of comfort and how much risk you want to take with what you're doing online. I mean, that's the bottom line.
Right, right. And, you know, that's the thing, too. If you're doing, say, online banking, you really need to be so careful. You really, really need to be so careful. Because that is one thing that can easily...
Mm-hmm. Online banking is, well, online banking has had a really significant wake-up call. I don't think many people know that banks, all the big banks, all the big banks for sure, have been hacked multiple times.
Oh,
but
yeah,
definitely. Oh, yeah. So many times. And the other thing is that although they are beginning to address situations, they have not moved very quickly and now are a bit behind the eight ball. One of the things is, Miriam, is that people need to do business with companies that are ethical and trustworthy. And I'm afraid there's been a slippery slope in the last 15 to 20 years or so when the focus has shifted from the customer is always right to the company is more often right. And so there's been no impetus to make changes to protect customers because it's easier for a bank, if your identity gets stolen from them, to just make it right, you know, pay out the money sometimes and sometimes not if they can prove that, you know, in their minds that you were part of the problem. And it's cheaper for them to do it that way. But now, because there's been so many hacks, they are stepping up. I'm sure if you have a credit card, you've gotten correspondence in the mail that they're changing to chip technology now. Some of the cards are doing that. But Europe has had that. The rest of the world has had that for years. For years and years and years. We've had very, very poor security on our credit cards. So there's so many things. To pay attention to.
Yeah, no, I've definitely had some history with some past credit card companies. Well, I'm one credit card company. I'm not going to go into details as to which one, but I finally got rid of the card because it just kept happening multiple times. Now that I switched credit cards, I haven't had an issue like that once, not at all. So some are more with it than others, apparently.
Also, when something keeps happening over and over again, what it speaks to is the possibility of an inside job.
So, oh, wow.
Yes. Yes. If there is a consistent thing that's happening with any kind of money business that you will have in your life and it continues to happen on a fairly regular basis, yeah, it is either that or there is a breach in your security protocol that is causing it to happen in the same way. That is less likely than it being an inside job.
Wow, that is very disturbing to know. Very, very disturbing to know.
You know, but there's things we can do for ourselves, as you well know. I mean, there's things that we can do for ourselves to protect ourselves as much as possible. One of the really important things is that people should pay attention to how they respect the work they do on their own computers and their iPads and their phones. Because this is the place when your data is traveling the internet back and forth from the apps you use and the browsers you use and any companies that you're interacting with online at any point, there are ways to, and they're starting to proliferate a little bit more now, there are ways to protect yourself as much as possible and reduce the risk of breach or hack or identity theft by a large degree.
Okay, now I just want to know, how often does identity theft really happen? I mean, we hear it so much, but the details are really confusing.
Well, it happens tens of thousands of times every day.
That's really scary.
Tens of thousands of times every day. Yes, it is scary. But again, I think that the important thing is that, for instance, there is no site on the World Wide Web that cannot be breached.
No,
not at all. That may be a surprise to some people. There is not a site that cannot be breached. So what do you do about that? You feel completely exposed, right?
Yeah.
So what you do about it. Yeah, no, please, go ahead.
No, I'm going to say you feel vulnerable.
Very vulnerable. I know that I always have. I mean, I feel better now because I have some place to put my most valuable information. But, yes, I was feeling very, very vulnerable. There are a couple of things I'm going to recommend that people think about. And the first one is that, you know, everybody has their favorite browser, you know, whether it's Firefox or Safari or Chrome. I happen to be a Chrome user.
Yeah, yeah, me
if
too.
You look at, yeah, I like Chrome. If you look at the apps and extensions that are available for your browser, you will find many, many, many that are superb. For instance, when you shut down your computer, they will automatically erase your cookies, your cache, your bookmarks, your personal information. Now, lots of people say, oh, you know, I don't want to have to sign in every day. Well, okay. You know, that's fine. That's a decision that you make. But identity theft is a really, really frightening place to be, because straightening out a situation when your identity has been stolen very often takes a minimum of $5,000, minimum, and a whole lot of headache, because being able to access a cache of documents that have been time-stamped and ready for this kind of occasion, almost nobody has. This is something we're trying to teach at Stash, is that, you know, get together a copy of your passport and your driver's license and any other official documents that can help, your mortgage, your library card, believe it or not, you know, anything that can prove that you actually live where you live, that you are who you are, that your bank accounts are owned by you, and store them in a place like Stash. And the reason I say that is because Stash really has a very, very different approach to security. And what I mean by that is, I'm not a technical person. I'm an operations person, so I like to see things work really, really well. But I knew when I began to build Stash that what I said to the developers was, this outside perimeter protection is good. That's fine. It will help to you know, move the hackers that are just playing off my grid. But what about the people who really want to get in? I said, they're going to get in if they have enough time and enough expertise. So I said to them, I want to build something where the information is protected from the inside out. So it is, yes, we have perimeter protection, of course, but then we have a proprietary technological protocol that if a hacker actually gets in, all they'll find is disparate pieces of data. There's nothing that they can put together. There's no way that they can get to anybody's stuff. Unless they have your code, then they can. But we have a whole special way of sharing just with the people that you want to share with, like your, you know, executor or your estate planner or your insurance company or your doctor. There's a special way to do that you're in control of, that you decide who is going to have access, and it can be revoked at any time. So we have really tried, I've tried very, very hard to build the kind of system that I needed. And so this particular protocol is really how data will be stored in the future. We're a little bit ahead of the game, and, you know, it makes me feel very happy that we can offer this to people.
That's wonderful. I mean, I think that's great. And one thing I do want to know as well, is there a particular, any particular time of year when identity theft spikes?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Even though it's prevalent at all times, when people are mm-hmm. in shopping mode, as you can imagine, so
Christmas.
Are exactly.
Christmas,
Mother's Day,
oh boy, yeah.
Coming up right in a few days.
Yes.
Valentine's Day, oh my goodness, you know, that is
a particularly
significant holiday for hackers to access your credit card information. You'll also notice, Miriam, on the bottom of, again, I'll go back to the companies you do business with. I'm a big online shopper. Are you?
I'm sorry?
I said I'm a big online shopper. Are you?
Oh, yes. I was going to ask about that as well. I want to know how safe it really is to shop online. But, yes, I mean, I do some online shopping as well. But, yeah, yeah.
Well, here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
There are a couple of things that people should really, really pay attention to when they're shopping online. And
okay.
One of the most important things is to make sure that companies have HTTPS in their URL address, which is a much more secure protocol to access that site from. HTTP, you know, it's fine if you're, you know, if you're on a blog or you're, you know, interacting with the New York Times or, you know, whatever you're doing. But if you're going to be exchanging or inputting personal information, HTTPS is the first piece you really should be looking for. The other piece that's very, very important is take a look at the certificates that are at the bottom. They're little medallions that I'm sure that people see all the time. They're probably blind to them now. The medallions should tell you that the site is being scanned. So you'll see VeriSign, you'll see DigiCert, you'll see many that you can actually click on, and they will tell you that the site has been scanned and the site is safe to a particular degree. Now, here's the other piece of that. If a certificate alerts the company that they have an issue, it is the company's responsibility to take care of that in a very short period of time.
Yes.
Does every company do that? Well, that's your job as a consumer to actually find out if they do. Because that's the way to stay very safe.
Very important. Very important. And the other question is, should I accept digital email receipts from retail stores?
Oh, no, absolutely not. And I know people are going to be thinking, oh, my goodness, this is so much to remember. But once you get into the habit of doing this, it just becomes part of your life, and it really, really doesn't take it. And you're going to feel so at peace about it. Here's what happens with a digital receipt. That has all your information on it. It has right, your name, your address, your credit card number, sometimes the entire number, and sometimes it's part of it. Right? Sometimes, you know, you don't want that. You don't want that going over the transom to you. You do not want that sitting in your email box. And as a matter of fact, Miriam, nobody should have anything that is valuable directly on their computer. Get a external hard drive. Put your important stuff on the hard drive, load your important stuff to folders on Stash, those two places. Stash is not the only place. You have several backups, okay? And get that stuff off your computer. Because while you're working every day, your computer is open. And I'm not trying to scare anybody. This is not a way to say to people, oh, you know, you really, really need to run out and do this right away because you're going to get hacked. It's to make people aware that the digital landscape has been changing rapidly in the last couple of years and that your risk factor has increased. And there are ways to make yourself more safe. So do it, because it's easier now than ever.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that. And Janine, finally, I'd like to ask you how people can get a hold of you and where they can find Stash.
Stash is online at www.stashdaddy.com. And to get in touch with somebody, to get in touch with somebody at the company, you will see a contact page, and you can leave a message, a suggestion, a request to get more information, whatever you want. It's all centralized there. And very often, I mean, I read those every day, people, so very often you'll hear directly from me. And I like that because it's important to me to make sure that my customers are really getting what they want and understanding that I'm, me personally, I am behind my company 100%. And I want people to trust that I will do the things for them and treat them the way I want to be treated. As quaint as that sounds, we need more of that nowadays.
Absolutely, 100%. I couldn't agree more. Well, thank you so much, Janine. It was an absolute pleasure having you, and thank you for providing us the truth, the truth that everybody needs to know.
Miriam,
that we may
it was
not
such
like
a pleasure.
To know.
It
yes,
was a real pleasure.
So we may
thank
not like
so
to know, but
having...
we need to know this.
We do.
Absolutely
do.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Janine. It was great. Everybody, you have a fantastic rest of the day, and stay safe. Keep your information safe. Janine is there to help you. All right. Take care. Talk to you next week. Bye for now.